Welcome to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer. We are two good friends navigating the twists and turns of that middle part of life, and we are laughing our way through it.
Don't get us wrong, it's not all that funny all the time. There's so much we are unprepared for. Adult children, changing bodies, aging parents. We want you to know that you are not alone in these challenges. So sit back, get a front row seat as we share true life stories with a fresh perspective and just a pinch of irreverence. And That's When I Realized starts now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to And That's When I Realized. I'm Leone Dyer.
And I'm Susan Dolce.
And this is a show where we're talking about the truth and comedy of midlife. So Susan and I are best friends. We get together every Friday and over Zoom. And we share the joys, the challenges, laughs. We discuss all those things that friends share. So I don't know about you, but we thought by the time we were in our mid-50s, we would kind of have life figured out. But it turns out there's a whole lot we didn't expect, like today's topic. So in today's show, we're talking about the truth and comedy of marketing for menopause. So grab a cup of coffee, a glass of iced tea, whatever you're drinking, and join us.
Also known as the night sweat saga.
I didn't have that really.
I'm bragging. Every time menopause comes up and I talk about, like, I'm 57, I've been having night sweats and hot flashes since, a little technical difficulty.
I know, I'm sorry. Jacob is like, what?
What? No, it's like, all of a sudden, here goes Leone. Where is she going?
Yeah. Okay.
I have been having hot flashes since I was 45. Like, where, there you go again.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Jacob is now like panicked in the, okay. Right. I have this new webcam, that I got. And so, you know, okay, Susan knows this about me. I have my computer stacked up on boxes and all the date books that I didn't use for 2021. So I pulled them out and I like completely threw off the whole system that I have. So yeah, I've had a little tiny bit. Maybe if we took all the years and we combined them, it might be maybe a month's worth.
Mm, yeah.
And usually at 2 a.m., throw the blankets off. I throw the blankets back on and I'm good.
It's a good thing I love you and you're still my friend because no. But so when we were researching for the show, and we actually talked about this a little bit on when we were on Pat's show, there's a few statistics that are kind of shocking to me. Mm-hmm. One, and that's why we're talking about marketing today, is that by 2030, there are going to be more women between the ages of 30 and 64, I believe it is, than there are women 18, the age of 18. So we are a huge target market. And we as a collective are beginning to see that target market in our Facebook feeds and in our emails. And
so did you get that my text I sent you this morning?
Yes, I did. And so I looked it up and it's really kind of cool.
Well, I sent four.
Oh, I only saw the one and it was for Cartus Life. Cartus Life has their marketing going on. And we're going to talk more about the whole marketing thing too, but they, so of course, when I looked them up, now they're in my Instagram feed.
Right.
But Cartus Life, readers and also Progressive readers. Oh,
yeah.
Where were those when I spent $300 some on Progressive lenses? And they call them eyeglass or eyewear appliances, and their slogan is, get older, own it, see stuff.
See, right. Yeah.
Like, I love
it. I know. So, but this morning I'm, you know, thumbing through my Instagram, four, like boom, boom, boom. They were all sponsored. So they're not organizations that I follow right now. And they all had to do with menopause and aging. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like one right after the other.
Yeah. Now, it's not just the AARP card anymore. Yeah.
No. And, well, like, you know, a part of that is we've been discussing this and, you know, everyone, you know, that little person, I can't say their name. It's not a person. It's that smart speaker thing. Hears everything. So they're picking up on
that. You mean
the thing
that has, that starts with an A, the house robot?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I won't say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so in, I was reading this Fox article, I shared that with you. And so this market, you know, women between the ages of, you know, let's just say 40 and 65, mm-hmm. Has the potential to be a $600 billion industry. Yeah. So, and I mean, the boomers are still part of this, right? They're still probably the majority of it. We see Leon and I, we're on the cusp. We were both born in 1964, which is technically the last year for boomers. Mm-hmm. And then that actually we should Gen Z. Is that what it is?
I have no clue.
I don't know. I consider myself a boomer because I had older brothers and older cousins. I was the youngest by far. And so I relate to their generation more because that was the music I heard and those were the clothes I remember. And so I consider myself a boomer. But
well, my children call my husband and I boomers.
Oh, that's right. Isn't that what they say to you when you like have like a moment? A moment.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're such a boomer.
Yeah.
And then, I bought potatoes. That had the name of the little spud potatoes were Gold Boomers or Boom Gold, I don't know, something. It had gold and boomers in the title. And my son was, you know, had to take a picture and send it to our daughter that found our inheritance, Liz. Bag of potatoes. But yeah, I have to say that the whole marketing thing, it's interesting because I'm going down through, like I'm reading the four that I got this morning. And I'm like, oh, am I going to need that? Is that something I have to think about? Really? Oh, I don't know. I was just like, it's kind of this fear factor almost coming. I mean, the glasses, I mean, we both wear glasses. It's, you know, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's why we kind of hit on this title and you actually did get some traction on social media on it because we said, you know, snake oil, is it snake oil? And what we meant by that is, what you were just saying, like, are they trying to sell us on something that we really don't need? And it's our, you know, desire to stay young, to stay fit, to stay attractive, to keep up with our younger daughters. And it's probably stuff we don't really need. But I think it's beginning to change. I think the whole aging authentically thing is beginning to become, it's becoming more acceptable. I mean, the fact that we're sitting here talking about menopause, sorry, Jacob, if we give you the will, but like, if we're going to talk we can talk about vaginal dryness. Like these are not taboo topics anymore. Like when we were prepping for the show, we were talking, female hygiene products like Kotex were only marketed like during soap operas.
Right. Yeah. Like, and that's like, so you remember like soap operas were on like maybe late morning through the afternoon.
I was a huge All My Children fan. Up until the day they watched All
My Children. I'm trying. I don't know if I remember. I did. I was General Hospital.
Luke and Laura thing. That's when were in college.
I remember in college, my freshman year in college, it was the whole Luke and Laura thing. And my class was getting out. My class got out and I ran. I was in Boston and I'm running down Boylston Street to my dorm. Like, and running up the four flights to fly into my room to turn on that little TV and get it, you know, the antenna ears. Remember the antenna ears?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for the Luke and Laura, I mean, yeah.
But I know I'm digressing a little bit. Wait, hold on. Yeah. I'm digressing a little bit, but do you remember all of the hubbub when they actually got married? Like, they had it going on in student unions, like where I was personal night.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, everybody was glued to the TV for Luke.
Okay, do you know? Okay, here's another fun fact. This is our age, and this has nothing to do with menopause, but I guarantee that anyone who knows this and knows what I'm going to talk about is going through menopause. So there, we've covered it.
Yeah.
Is that Princess Diana's dress and Laura's dress were the most sought out dresses in the 80s.
I did not know that.
I didn't either, but someone, a friend of mine in a, you know, who does like, she does wedding coordinating stuff. And apparently people want to have an 80s theme wedding now. So they're having their mother's wedding.
I've got a dress for that.
Yeah. I do too. but it didn't look any, yeah. So.
But yeah, so they marketed, you know, products to women during the soap operas, because I mean they were watching, but also because I think, and this is speculation on my part, but that they didn't want the gentleman folk to be uncomfortable by seeing tampon, or actually tampons I don't even think existed.
No, that was much later, and it was it was a very secretive way, like they never showed the package. It was always like this like fake product, or this like they would, I don't know, show something like a, I don't even know, like a pillow or something. I don't know. I mean, it was never the actual like pad.
I remember it being like a present, like something wrapped in a box. Like, you know, are you getting your, is your friend coming to visit? Or I forget like all the euphemisms that they had around that. And it was, yeah, it was.
Your Aunt Betty. Aunt Betty's visiting. That's, yeah.
But even with that,
I remember sitting, like hearing my aunts and my mother and her friends talk. And it was always like this thing that it was coming when you got to a certain age. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't, I never really understood menopause was just, it was like this curse that was happening.
Well, I mean, it was called the change. Like
the change.
That well, was in and of itself was scary. The change. Like, what am I going to change into? You know,
oh God. Yeah. It was, you have a little mice come out and turn you into your pumpkin's going to be. Yeah.
We're going to stop here for a little bit. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to keep talking we're talking about menopause, all menopause things today, and about some of the things that I have invested money in, which are countless. But we also want to talk about how the medical world is addressing women in menopause and some of the setbacks and hopefully changes that are being made in medicine for women of a certain age. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce.
And I'm Leon Dyer.
And today we are talking about marketing to menopause. And before the break, we were talking about the 80s, go figure, and how marketing for female products has really changed. Like, of course, the target market probably was, you know, I mean, it made sense to target to women who are watching soap operas. I get all that. But what I want to talk a little bit about the medical side of this. And then we'll get back to the products, because like I said, I have a long laundry list of things I have invested. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars I have invested in things. But there was a 2017 Mayo Clinic study that indicates very few lectures or training was provided for residents in medical school. And it says that they get the puberty talk, but not the menopause talk. And so they know very little about, and they know very little about what to even prescribe. So back in the 80s and 90s, they were prescribing estrogen. Mm-hmm. That was like the, you know, be all end all. This was supposed to help.
Yeah.
And then in the early 2000s, they started getting the correlation between breast cancer and blood clots and heart attacks. Mm-hmm. And so then they just stopped prescribing it altogether. And there really hasn't been anything introduced to fill that gap. When we were talking with Pat, we mentioned that there are naturopathic doctors that do like bioidentical hormone compounds. So that's something to explore. I mean, we're not saying that there are bad products out there. I'm sure there are, but there's also good products. What I'm concerned about is what we said in the very beginning. Are they trying to make me feel like I need something that mm-hmm. I don't really need because I'm vulnerable in my aging process?
But I think there's two, for any one person, I think you're put into two categories. So menopause has the whole medical issue. So we were talking earlier, you know, vaginal drying. I mean, that's not like, do I need it or not? Well, yes. I'm sorry. Jacob's rolling now again. But I mean, you do. I mean, it's not like, ooh, I wonder if I need that. Eye lifts, you know, the little sticky things you put on your eyelids to lift them up. That's, to me, in the optional category. So when you get that, like, oh, look, I don't know, what's the advertisement? Look 20 years younger, or look like you did when you were in the 80s, or, you know, you want to shine at your family reunion, wear the eye, whatever. So I think there are two categories to that, uh-huh. you know, uh-huh. like those. And then with even in that category of the medical, like with the night sweats, like for me, I bought no product, none for night sweats. Susan, we're going to talk. I know. Susan's going to talk about that later. And I'm not going to laugh when she describes all of them, but maybe a little. But so I think you, there is this part where you are, it is hitting on that vulnerable part of you. Like, oh, I don't want to look old, or I don't want to, you know, whatever that trigger is for you. I mm-hmm. think there are marketing people out there like wheeling you in to, yeah. But then I also think there are good products out there to help with those, like eyeglasses, even though that's not like necessarily a menopause thing. But so I think it's, you know, I think it's an industry that is wide open, mm-hmm. you know, of what do you really need?
Yeah. Well, in all full disclosure, I have watched countless videos of those eye strips on YouTube, trying to see like, does it really make a difference? How they get it on there? Can you put eyeshadow on over it? How do you get them off? Because I am fascinated by it. And I'm over here and I'm thinking to myself, also, this is, don't tell anybody my secret. Mm. I have a false eyelash hoard. I literally have hordes, like bins full of false eyelashes that I've never used because I can't put them on, but I keep thinking I'm going to learn how to put them on. So anyway, I digress again. But those are, it is like my daughter just took a picture of me the other day. I was wearing my daughter's earrings, my youngest daughter's earrings, and my oldest was here for the 4th of July. And she's like, are you wearing Bethy's earrings? I'm like, yeah. And so she took a picture to send to my daughter, and it's a close-up of the side of my face. And I'm looking at it going, where did all those fine lines around my eyes come from? Those are not there. I was like, not mortified, but I was like, is that really my face? Or is this just a really good high definition camera taking a picture of my wrinkles? And it's, you know, thank God for the blur on Zoom. Because I am sort of self-conscious about it. I mean, I do want to take care of my skin. I do wear sunscreen. I do moisturize. Yeah. But you know, and that's where it's those role models that's when I have to stop and I have to think about the role models, the people I look up to. And like one of them being Helen Mirren, who I think is drop dead gorgeous. I mean, the woman still can rock a bikini and wears bright red lipstick and is unapologetic mm-hmm. in embracing her age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay with chatting with Dr. Pat if she'd like to come on.
Yeah. I also think that we're heading into an age where it's okay for women to, where this topic is being discussed openly. Like we're talking about it now. Uh-huh. I mean, it's, yeah. And yeah. My mom, I don't think my mom, it was kind of like behind closed doors discussed as well.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's why, like, you know, everything had a euphemism, you know, whether it was your period or menopause or, and everything got, it was the fallback for everything. Oh, she's just hormonal today. Or, you know, she's cranky because she's going through the change or, you know.
Right. But I think the conversation has opened up where we don't have to use those code words and those, uh-huh. you know, like, oh, this is happening. Even like, you know, you're talking about like with the wrinkles and the products that you buy. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I have very fair skin, so I'm constantly putting on stuff. And the product that I used when I was younger is very different than the product that I'm using when I'm older. Why? Because they're telling me I need something different. I mean, not uh-huh. my doctor, but advertisement, you know,
so we have a caller. We're going to take our caller. It's a very esteemed caller.
She just disconnected and we'll have her in just a second.
Okay.
I love it.
Dr. Pat wants to join us for a little bit.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
I'm nervous. I can't wait to hear what she has to say that she's going to, because I mean, this is, I could talk about this. Like when we get to the list of products that I have succumbed to. This is where the humor comes in, plus the fact that I have a very understanding husband who wants me to sleep so he can sleep.
But there are so many other things other than sleeping. That are happening to us and that we're seeing. And according to the advertisements that I received this today, there's memory loss or there's memory fog during menopause.
Yeah, that's a scary one. Yeah.
I think I'm having it. I don't think I'm going to get, have you walked in, seriously, you like my, your parent, I would hear my parents say this. I walked into the room, but I don't know why I walked in here. Or I'm finding that sometimes I call people, they answer. I'm like, wait, who am I calling? Hi. Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's who I'm calling. And that's why,
Yeah.
I think I'm there.
Yeah. I mean, the brain fog is real. The brain fog is real. But I mean, I haven't researched those supplements yet. I just keep playing brain games. What's the name of that app? There's an app to exercise your brain.
I don't know. I play Sudoku.
Are we still waiting on Dr. Pat? Okay. So we're gonna keep talking for a little bit and then come back. Dr. Pat should be on the line. I remember taking Estroven, which over-the-counter product, has black cohosh. Oh, that was it. So I was talking with my daughter's boyfriend over the weekend, who's in PA school. And I had asked him before we did the show with Dr. Pat about what did you learn, if anything, in PA school? Because he's just finishing his OB-GYN rotation. And he said, the text back that I got was, I know you're supposed to give women estrogen. And so then they came to visit over the weekend and I asked him some more about, that was such a simple answer. He's sitting here going through, we're on the beach and he's like, being quizzed on all of this OB-GYN stuff. Yeah. And I didn't realize how well-versed I was in vaginal bacteria. But he's like, oh, black cohosh. And I'm like, well, that's what's in the Estroven product. And I tried a bunch of products that had black cohosh in it and nothing. So, I mean, it works for some women. It might not work for other women. We're going to talk a little bit about my apple cider vinegar saga.
Which actually was a huge hit on social media.
Yeah. But we're coming up on another break. You're listening to, and that's when I realized we're talking about marketing to menopause, and we'll be right back.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the new year. During this time of need, I've been called to offer my life coaching services for free. That's right, free, no strings attached. Ram Dass said it best, we're all walking each other home. I'd like to support your walk with my coaching skills. To start the process, hit me up at miles2gocoaching.com and under book online, select is coaching right for me. After that, we'll schedule time to meet and map out whatever you want to work on. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, you can catch me on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. See you soon.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife. I'm Susan Dolce, and I am here with my best bud, Leon Dyer. And we're talking about a very hot topic for us. I'm sure it's going to come up very, very many.
No pun intended.
Hot topic. Talking about, that was good, Leon. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Menopause, hot flashes, marketing to menopause, how the medical community is not exactly prepared for some of the issues that are coming up. I think things are going to change because if we are that large a segment of the population, we have a voice. Like we have numbers to make things change. And like you said, this stuff isn't a stigma anymore. We talk about this stuff, you know, on the radio like we are right now.
Yep.
And and nobody's.
Well, I think the medical industry will, and I think the pharmaceutical company, medical, is going to kind of eventually catch up because marketing right now is so large that women are asking for, they're going to their doctors, like, there is help. I know there's help out there because they're seeing marketing, you know, you can get alternatives and you can... and it's being discussed openly that there are issues happening. So I think.
Yeah. Well, when we were talking with Dr. Pat, she brought up, about Suzanne Summers. And I had never even heard of bioidentical hormones until Suzanne Summers was outspoken about it. I think she was even on Oprah, I think, talking about it. And it was a big deal. Like, but you have to go, there was a pharmacy when I was living in Cincinnati that did it. And it was really close to my house. And there was a whole series of questions because you kind of have to go through the naturopathic doctor and like they have to, there's the pharmacy and then there's the naturopath and they kind of have to work together. So it was a process. Like it wasn't done lightly. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, here's some cream, go put it on your hands.
Well, I think it was through her own research too.
Yeah. So,
interesting. No, it's just really interesting about alternatives or the medical industry. Or I was talking about this with a friend at our show today, and she just started seeing a acupuncturist.
Oh.
Or some, yeah, to help her balance her hormones. Or I don't know if it's balancing. I'm probably saying the wrong thing. But it's to help her with the discomforts of.
Well, I know I know people who've had success with that is it called amenorrhea when you get really bad cramps? anyway, I know that people who have really, really painful periods have gone to acupuncturists and have some relief from that. So yeah, there's a whole bunch out there that we don't know, but like, so, just like me and apple cider vinegar. So,
yeah, I want you to share this story.
So it was probably 2-3 years ago. I did a video, and I started it. It was going to be 28 days of apple cider vinegar because I'd read all these things on how apple cider vinegar, a little bit every day, will cure your night sweats.
So you're drinking this. You're taking a shot of.
Drinking this, and so every morning I got up and I people really know what they're doing because I got a lot of really good comments from people on this video, but I would take like a little juice glass, so it was a little bit bigger than a shot glass, and apple cider vinegar. And the first couple times I did it, I put honey in it, just a little bit, apple cider vinegar and water, watered it down, microwaved it. Don't ask me why. All that does is just cause this caustic burning down your throat. Hot vinegar is not good. But I forget who told me to do that. And I did that for 28 days. The video is on Goddess Arriving on the YouTube channel, Goddess Arriving. And if you want to see a bunch of funny faces after somebody drinks vinegar, there's plenty of them there.
And the comments.
Too. Like yeah. people were like, some people found relief from this. After the 28 days, I didn't notice a difference. So I did the whole thing, didn't notice a difference. But people were like, you shouldn't drink it straight. It's bad for your teeth. You should sip it through a straw. And so many great comments. It got a lot of traction. And like I said, some people really found relief from it. And then I did another one, which actually did work for me, which was essential oils. An essential oil blend that I got from a woman. She's got a very fancy chemistry name, but she lives in Ireland and she's got a great YouTube channel. I'm sorry that Colleen, I can't think of her last name, but it was her recipe. And I did some rollerballs and I did some diffusing, and that actually did work for me. Amidst all the other things that I had in my bed when I
make that sound very,
but yeah, I mean, I was all for the home remedy. Like I really don't want to go on any HRT. And that's just my personal choice. Mm-hmm. I guess when I had it pounded into me, whether it was true or not, my maternal grandmother who passed away before I was born died of breast cancer. And my mom was convinced that it was from the estrogen shots that she was getting. And so my mom was totally against any sort of hormone replacement. And so I just thought, you know, if there's a way I can go through this as naturally as possible, that's what I would like to do.
Well, it's interesting because at a young age, I was diagnosed with an aggressive breast cancer. And went through several doses of chemo and I still had markers that, they weren't happy with the cancer markers. So they removed my ovaries because my cancer was estrogen based and they didn't want to give me estrogen as a replace, you know, estrogen, anything because they needed to make sure I was like clean. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how many years has it been? 20 years later, I'm fine. I've had no major issues with it. Vaginal drying. We've already established that. Yes.
But definitely a topic for a future show is.
Yes. Jacob is like, I will be away on that show. Jacob is our producer. So for you. But my mom had a hysterectomy many, many, many years ago. And they gave her estrogen. Like she had a total hysterectomy, you know, and she has had so many issues, like just medical issues. And now as we're talking, I'm like, why is she still on estrogen? She's 70. She's still on it.
Really?
Yeah. She still takes this estrogen cream that when the doctor asks her, are you still on? And they give the name of the chemical name. And my mom will ask, now my mom's 77. My mom will ask, I'm sorry, mom, if you're listening, but she'll say, okay, well, wait, is that the one from my knee or from my, I don't even think, I think she says my vagina. You know, I'm like, oh, geez, mom, if you have to ask it, then maybe you should stop using both. I mean, yeah, but.
I wonder so what I'm happens wondering. When you put estrogen cream on your knees.
Well, maybe that's what's happening because she has a knee problem right now, but, my mom's hanging up. She's like telling her friends, stop listening. But yeah, I'm not so, I mean, I understand the whole estrogen thing. I get it, but I don't know. I'm kind of in that tank of why are we doing this? Why are we pushing it?
Well, because I mean, I think about the cave women, the cave women who had no estrogen. Well, they probably didn't live long enough to have menopause, come to think of it. But I mean, I feel like there has to be, some history of women going through this in a graceful way. I think, just look at some of the other cultures, just how they handle the time when a woman is menstruating. It's considered a sacred time. And, you know, I know there are cultures where they are sent away for different reasons, but there are times when all the women would gather together to support each other because all the women in these small villages were all menstruating at the same time. And so, because like moon cycles, and so they supported each other. So I believe that, you know, this time of moving out of the moon cycles and into wisdom, is just as sacred a time. And I think that trying to hang on to our youth, I just see it as pulling us away from that innate wisdom that we are gaining as we age. Mm-hmm. That's the whole theory of the crone. The crone wasn't necessarily a hag. The crone stood for the crown, and it was the crown that you earned by the time you were elderly to be the wise woman, to be the elder in the community, to nurture the young women that are coming up. And so I think these are all things we need to embrace.
And I think as we move forward, and because it's becoming such an open, easy topic, both, you know, to have on the radio and to have at the coffee shop and to thumb through your social media, and there's the advertisement for it. I think if you are a happy individual, and if you are self-accepting, then you're not going to buy into a lot that they're trying to sell you. But on the same aspect,
does that mean I was unhappy?
I don't know. Wait. I'm not done. But there is, again, menopause is an emotional upheaval, because you're going through it truly is one of those moments that you walk through a door. It may be a long hallway to get to the door, but you're walking through a door, you know, of a change of life, a change within you physically. And so there's the emotional aspect, but there's also that physical of not feeling right. Like you really suffer from night sweats, the hot flashes. I have brain fog, you know, I mean, that's so, you know, I mean, so I think that you need to embrace both. I mean, you need to really break down both. We're not going to bring back our youth, so let's just get that off the table. But you can still feel good. You can still be able to sleep through the night and embrace, you know, and be able to, or whatever the medical issue is that's coming from these changes in your body.
Right.
And
we're going to take our last break for today. We are talking about our favorite topic, menopause. you're listening to, And That's When I Realized, and we will be right back.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Find nourishment in your life, inside and out, on the Two Girls and Plants podcast with Shannon Summers and Adrian Craig. Learn how to advocate for your health with courage and confidence every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Shannon and Adrian, visit TwoGirlsAndPlants.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
Hey, we are back. This is And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I am here chatting with my best bud, Leon Dyer. This is a show where we talk about the truth and comedy of midlife. And today, because you know, you got to have some comedy, right? When you're going through menopause or any like all of the topics that we talk about, like the way we get through this is with some humor and the ability to laugh at ourselves, which is what we're going to do here in a minute, because
are you now going to talk about all your products?
Yeah. So when we were prepping for the show, Leon asked me like, what are the products that I bought? Because that's what we were talking about today. Like there are some legitimate products that we know will actually help people. And then there's products that are being marketed to, this segment of women, that maybe we don't necessarily need. And they're trying to make us think that we need them. Like I said, so I've been having night sweats since I was 45 years old. And I remember the first time they started, I thought I was literally going to set the bed on fire. Like I would lay there thinking, is this what it feels like before you spontaneously combust? If that's actually a thing, because I felt like I was going to. Like, and my husband would be like, he would be like, you're having a hot flash. Like he wouldn't even get in bed. He could just like feel the heat radiating
the
off.
The heat.
Yeah, he still can. So my first attempt at cooling off in the middle of the night was a Japanese fan that, No, it wasn't Japanese. I tell you, it was from Spain. My daughter came back from Spain with this beautiful fan and I kept it under my pillow and fanned myself until I was cool. Now, granted, so this, think about this. This is why, like, this is one of my main concerns is, you know, why women are cranky in menopause and why there's irritability. It's because we're not sleeping. and then now there's all these studies that say that lack of sleep can lead to Alzheimer's and dementia. And so now I'm getting really worried.
Oh yeah, that brain fog.
I need to figure out a way to sleep. So I started with that. Then my husband bought me this gel pad, this like blue gel, like it's something that looks like you would put in a cooler, but it was like about the size of a bath mat. And, you didn't actually refrigerate it, but it just kind of had this coolness all the time.
Wait. were these on your sheets or like under the sheets?
No, like what I would do is because it wasn't cold, I would take it and just throw it on top of my body like a blanket to cool myself off. It was also heavy. So that didn't work. That wasn't working for me. And my dear sweet husband, Well, then I tried pajamas. I still have those. They're okay at moisture wicking, but they're not so great all the time. So I have the, so now I have the gel pad, I have the pajamas. And my dear sweet husband was probably frustrated because he wanted to sleep too. But he found this gadget that was not cheap. I believe it was $1,500. And it's called a chili pad. And it's a unit that sits on the floor that you fill it up. It's almost like a, not like a water bed, but a humidifier sort of for your sheets. And you pour water in it and it'll cool you or heat you. So you, at least you, if you were a cold, if you were a coldy person, you could have it heated up, but
well,
it
would be
cool water all night long through these channels. And that would go under the sheets. Still, I mean, it was helpful, but I'm a stomach sleeper. So I, and, but that's the, also the part that gets really hot. So if I was hot and I rolled onto my stomach, I'd be like, ah, but then when the hot flash was gone, I was freezing. So still not sleeping. So I used that. I used it till I broke it actually. But then for Christmas, a couple of Christmases ago, he got me also not cheap, the Sheeks. S-H-E-E-X, which are supposed to be these like airy, like moisture wicking sheets that are like kind of like t-shirts, kind of like activewear shirts. Like, you know how the moisture wicking shirts have that
yeah.
sort of polyestery feel? Yeah. Well, if you have rough heels, everything sticks to them. Like I couldn't use it. I was like, this can't. I have
and
to.
And then, do you like when you get out, when you get out of bed in the morning, where you're like, where you're all staticky? Like,
I don't. It was just, and so, yeah. I think that was the last attempt, and so now, I roll around. I'll scoot around in a square, to find the cool spot in the bed.
In the, yeah, I'm like all about the cotton sheet. In the summertime and the flannels like fall through spring.
Yeah. So there is the litany of products that I have invested in that have done absolutely nothing. But you know, bought me some time. So, I mean, they weren't the worst things in the world, but they bought me some time to, I got some sleep, but so, yeah.
And I mean, that's just the whole thing. I mean, the marketing aspect, you know, that there are women out there who are suffering. So let's come up with, let's create this, you know, this product, you know?
So we have sticky notes every time.
Oh, yes. So I love sticky notes. Susan has like her notes on the side of her computer. I have everything written on a sticky note. And so just love them. So we decided that since life doesn't come with an instruction book, that we would give you small doses of wisdom each show on a sticky note. So today's show was titled Night Sweats and Snake Oil Marketing to Menopause, because we know, like you, everyone is overloaded with consumer products. And it's a promise to make you feel better. So today's sticky note for you is, let the views of others educate and inform you, but let your decision be a product of your own conclusion. So let you be the judge of what you need.
Right, exactly. You be the judge. I mean, I'm sure the chili pad, my husband recommended it to one of his colleagues and she loves it. So it works for some people. Like, there's, you know, and just keep experimenting and embrace it. It's a beautiful time in our lives. And
be true to yourself and to know
If you'd like more information on Leone's coaching, you can go see her at her website, leonedyer.com. That's LEONEDYER.com. And I'm also a life coach and a parent coach. And you can find more about me at susandolce.com. Remember, This is a big takeaway. The big takeaway. Age is simply the number of years the world has been enjoying you. Yes. Enjoying you. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here with us today on And That's When I Realized. We are here to shed some light on the misconceptions around midlife by sharing real life stories and a fresh perspective.
Look, we know it's not easy. The change is constant and inevitable. Let's explore what it means to move through challenges with a dose of humor and embrace each challenge, each new discovery with a higher sense of understanding. We hope you heard something today that made you laugh and recognize the truth and comedy of midlife. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.